This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. And to show you that we are on top of things, Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to bring us into the fold with the top 10 items this week, as decided by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. The people on the list as well, I can tell by you're breathing heavily, you're ready to go, you want to get at this.
You can actually hear my breathing?
I could.
Oh, gosh. I got
it. It's okay. I'm glad you know you're breathing. But you're still breathing.
Yeah, actually, it's a good thing. Okay.
Yes, it's a good thing. Yes.
Well, here are our survey items for you. At number 10, severe California weather. And be happy that you're not there today. At number 9, Americans killed in Mexico. Are you heading to California? Bring your umbrella. Okay. Bring your shoes. And
I did the last time I was there. It poured. I think I told you this. Never in the 30 years I've been going to California, I never, ever experienced 3 days like I did the last time I was there. It didn't rain. It poured for 3 days. No stop.
Yeah. Were you in L.A.?
L.A. I was in L.A. Yep.
The theme is that California drivers freak out when it rains, let alone snows. That,
yes.
A rainstorm.
They do, and they did.
And yeah. So it must be crazy there on the roads.
Yep. It sure is.
All right. At number 9, we have the Americans that were killed in Mexico. At number 8, we have a tie between education and wokeness. At number 7, we have the proposed TikTok ban. At number 6, we have the 24 presidential race, which is off and running. Number 5, we have the Biden budget proposal. Number 4, COVID lab leak theory. Number 3, the economy and Fed policy. And number 2, Fox News and the January 6th video. And number 1, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations. And the people survey, Mitch McConnell's at 10. 9 is Merrick Garland. 8 is Ron DeSantis. Number 7 is Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Number 6 is Jerome Powell. Fauci's at 5. At number 4, Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy share that berth. At number 3, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2, King Gang and Xi Jinping. And number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go.
Another almost one. In the same breath. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Leaders of one country, leaders of another country. All right. So let us discuss the Tucker Carlson thing from the point of view of someone who is doing talk. Talkers does not just focus on radio, even though most of what's there is about radio hosts, but you also have a lot of news in Talkers about what's going on the news talk television channels. Mm-hmm. And certainly Tucker Carlson has been on the top of that list as far as people are concerned. He's at number 4 this week. And then the whole business about January 6th, that's number 2. Fox News being sued by election with the company that makes the election, the voting machines, Dominion. And so they're in the spotlight. Instead of reporting the news, they are the news. So how distracting or distressing is that for you think that Rupert Murdoch likes being the focus of all this attention for this reason?
No, I don't think he likes it at all, but he sure does handle it with a degree of calm and matter-of-factness, doesn't he?
Yeah. So what about, we have our friends that are Fox folks. Sean Hannity certainly is very visible at all of the talk radio conventions that Talkers presents. And you have a couple of others that have been, I think Brett has been very visible the last, 4 or 5 years anyway.
Brian.
Brian, thank you. Okay. Yeah. So, and how do you think these guys are dealing with all the focus on Tucker Carlson and the, is it embarrassing, I guess, would be, if I were able to have a conversation with Sean, I'd ask him whether he was embarrassed. Maybe more, Brian is
embarrassed,
more accessible.
By Tucker Carlson?
Yeah.
I think they're happy that Tucker Carlson is getting most of the attention.
And it's right not now. Them?
And it's not them. Yeah. I that's the kind of. I don't think that. First of all, I don't think they're jealous of him. Although there are plenty of jealousies at Fox News, but that goes on at any network. The amount of, or any radio station, the amount of jealousies and behind the scenes resentments and backstabbing is it's kind of
silly.
Mythic. I have often referred to radio stations and television networks as cesspools of malignant egos.
Ooh, that's great. Phrase. Cesspools of malignant egos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's not to knock the business. It's just the dark side of the business. You know, it's how they make the sausage. You're dealing with personalities, outspoken people. I guess the same thing goes on in locker rooms with sports teams. And the people on your own team are probably, in many ways, your main competitors. So it's a complicated psychological situation. I think that... Fox is under the spotlight of scrutiny. A lot of it they brought on themselves. But there's always been a tenuous relationship between the people on the air and the people that are their most ardent fans.
How do you mean? You want to dig into that a little bit more?
Well, I mean, first of all, you super serve the biggest fans so that they're happy. That's called protecting the core. And sometimes the core wants something that isn't quite, right. That isn't true. That's bad. It could be bad music on a music station. It could be it could be in a restaurant. The people that are eating there want the worst thing on the menu, sometimes the chefs get angry. You have to have it this way. It's a relationship between, the people that provide a product and the people that consume the product. And in our interactive age, there's very little barrier now between the fan base and the people performing. Even
social
Jeopardy
media.
Every day, there's all kinds of buzz on the internet.
Right. I know. It's funny.
About what happened the day before and who the host is and what they said and all that. So when it comes to news and important political stuff, the stakes are higher. And it just got out of control. But I think everybody in the news talk business, whether it's radio or television, before they go condemning our friends at Fox News, who are obviously embarrassed and perhaps guilty of being journalistically unethical, they have to look.
They're
at
all
themselves.
Guilty of that. The New York Times is certainly guilty.
Right. Exactly.
Good
exactly.
God. Yeah.
This goes on.
Yeah.
It's just a matter to what degree and what the consequences of those actions are.
Yeah. All right. Let's. I'm going to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes we go by the list. Sometimes we bounce around a little
is that
bit.
What we do?
I'm looking. Yeah, we do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Number nine this week, that situation in Mexico, and I think it's worth maybe more time than the number nine slot gives it because of the ancillary discussions that come out of a conversation like this. So Americans are killed, and Lindsey Nelson says we should send American troops into Mexico. Meanwhile, the border is open, and nobody seems to be doing anything about that. That's a political football and also a talk radio football, to be sure, as well it ought to be. So here are these. This was so blatant, the idea that four Americans can go over the border to get something, some health care, cheaper in Mexico, and two of them get killed for their trouble, and the cartel then apologizes. What a drama. This is a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
well, first of all, people can get killed anywhere. You know that. I mean,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, but there's a lot here. Why do Americans have to go to Mexico to get decent health care? I mean, that's...
Thank you. Yeah, right.
That's a whole issue that emerged out of this. In terms of the borders being open, they're not really open. They're just porous and need to be. We need to be reformed in that regard. But this whole cartel thing. I mean, there's certain laws about, you know, the American military can't go into other countries as a police force. So that would create all kinds of legalistic havoc. But the problem with Mexico and with their organized crime is indeed a serious international problem, and we have to come to grips with it.
Well, come to grips with it, requires leadership. And when you look around at many of these things that are on the charts this week, we see, at least my observation is, that we see a lack of leadership across the board. The economy, the COVID lab leak, the budget proposal. Good God, $6.8 trillion, including $886 billion for the military, for the Pentagon budget, for the defense budget. Do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is exemplified, demonstrated annually by the Government Accounting Office looking at how the Pentagon wastes your tax dollar? Hundreds of billions of dollars. And these people have the gall to put forth a budget that is that size without acknowledging how to fix the problem. This is keep spending. Keep borrowing. Keep spending. Which is, for me, the worst form of government. So,
well, we have problems with both parties. We have problems with incompetence across the board, corruption, in terms of leadership. But also the conversation we had a moment ago in terms of journalism. It's not being covered properly. The media is part of the political weaponization and polarization going on. We're too busy arguing with each other over petty garbage.
Nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, and distractions. It's become a circus. And it's all clowns. There are no adults in the room, and this is a real problem. I mean, we have people in the Congress that at one time you and I would consider to be crazy callers.
Yeah.
Right?
Then now it's congressmen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We continue. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air as usual this weekend.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Bismuth Miller from Calitrin. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calitrin is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time, every day. I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that, well,
it is,
you know,
good.
The joints.
It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or, again, that website is toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are among friends. 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm looking at the charts and I'm thinking about how much they changed from week to week. This is the week of March 6th to the 10th. And the things that have been, for example, the business about Fox News, that was around, but it seems to have come to a head. Along with the business with Pete Buttigieg, and I never pronounced it, but him being a part of who's running for president, you know, the 24 presidential race is number 6. And there were lists this week of Democrats that seemed to be all over the place. Who's going to run? And where are they from, and do you know their names, and that sort of stuff. And I have to tell you, the only, other than, you know, the obvious Kamala Harris, who wouldn't get 3 votes if she ran for president, Pete's on the list, and the governor of Michigan is on the list, and Klobuchar is on the list. A lot of the same names, but a couple of people I didn't even recognize. And that was true on the Republican side last week when we were talking about this, Michael, who would run. The ex-governor of Virginia, I think, whose name I don't even remember, made a big deal out of saying something that nobody was thinking. I'm not running. I'm not. Okay, so who are you? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's going to be. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Biden Trump 2. That's what it looks like. I think that I think it's totally unpredictable.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, but it appears that way. It appears that Biden is actually serious about running.
And his wife doesn't want him to run, though. That's the other side. That's the wild card. It looks like it might be her that makes the decision. What do you think? If you were running for something, would you want your wife to be comfortable with it?
Of course.
You were, whatever you're doing.
No, I don't care what she
some
thinks.
People don't care. Some people don't.
Well, I know, and that always
you
leads
think
to
Donald
problems.
Trump gives a damn what his wife thinks about whether he runs for president.
Does he have a wife? Are they still?
Where is she? Yeah.
Where is she? What is his life like? You know, what the heck is going on?
His daughter this week said she wouldn't campaign for him, which I thought was very interesting.
That tells you something.
It does tell you something.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well, he's playing to a smaller and smaller pace.
Yeah,
he's suffering from that daily dance of affirmation that I talk about all the time.
I don't think you'll make it through the primaries. I just don't. Anyway, you were saying, excuse me.
You really think that in the primaries he'll be beaten by one of the other contenders?
Yep. I think that what happens is that there's so much now. Here's the latest this week is the of course, New York Times loved all of this. Is the New York Attorney General going to indict him on criminal charges of paying off, what's his face, the lawyer? So what is that? It's a paper crime. It isn't like he went out and shot somebody. But there's such a big deal. Are people going to think twice about voting for somebody like that? That's what the news media wants you to do. They want to think, have you think twice about voting for Trump? Maybe it'll make his supporters even that much more entrenched. But I think, really and truly, I feel that there is, among even my listeners to the Monday through Friday program, when we, you know, we don't talk about this sort of thing very much, but when we do, and you hear from the social media and get a few phone calls here and there, they are not as supportive of Trump in general, I would say in the main. And I don't think that's wishful thinking on my part. I just think that's the sense of what's going on. We've got to look for somebody new, somebody different, who's around, who can carry the mantle, who's not in his late 70s. You know, that's kind of the way it is with Biden as well, I think. All right, Michael and Doug will continue with a focus on wokeism as we have the second half hour of the countdown yet to go.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Elon Musk owns Tesla and Twitter. Why not own a town? Musk has his eyes on a portion of Bastrop County, 35 miles out of Austin, and has described the venture as a Texas utopia, where his workers could live in newer houses for cheaper rents, all under his control. The town is reportedly already under construction, with a Bastrop County site across from the new Boring and SpaceX facilities already furnished with a set of modular homes, a pool, and a gym. County officials have approved street names in the area as well, such as Boring Boulevard, Cutterhead Crossing, and Waterjet Way. I'm Skip Kelly.
Jordan Spieth approached the ninth hole, his 18th at the Players Championship at the TPC Sawgrass yesterday, in jeopardy of missing the cut, and then sliced his drive towards the water. All hope lost until that miracle happened. That drive actually hit a fan who was in front of the water, wound up rolling right smack in the middle of the fairway. Spieth ended up shooting a 3-over-7.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Right now, time for another roller coaster ride here, another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen is here, and you're here as we discuss the issues of the day, the top 10 items, the people list, et cetera, et cetera. And as sort of a general overview, rather than being specific, when I look at many of these things that are on the story list, especially the things that require attention, our relationship with China requires attention. The January 6th incident requires attention. The economy requires attention. What happened in Ohio requires attention. Everything there requires attention. And I was thinking, as we all talk, and whether it's on the air or among our friends and colleagues, when you look at all of the nonsense that has come out, and I'll use the train situation. We had another train derailment late in the week, so there have been way too many of these train derailments. If you look at the pictures, by the way, from the derailment, it looks like the track on the right side of the train just, like, sort of fell over and went over, and the cars just toppled over when the rail links fell. And so you got to wonder, okay, with all this talk about infrastructure and Mayor Pete going around, you know, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Where were these people when it came to solid explanations for what happened in Ohio? That's where it started up. You know, there's really nobody knows whether there's a cleanup actually going on or not. And the guy from the railroad says, yeah, we're cleaning up as fast as possible. But all these ceremonial visits, Joe Biden goes there, Pete Buttigieg goes there. A lot of officials go there. But what
Trump
are they doing? Trump went there. Yeah, exactly. And they all
went to the scene of the problem, though. I think he just made a speech.
Right, but they yield zero results. Nothing comes of it. It's all bunkum, which is what we deal in.
Well, I mean, what are they supposed to? What are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to say we're going to do this starting tomorrow, and here is we're going to fix the rail, we're going to fix the trains, we're going to fix the roads, and we're going to fix them right. We have so much money in the budget. Look at this $6.8 trillion budget. And how much is in there for roads? But you know why the roads don't ever get fixed? Because the unions control what's done in these areas. And because the unions want to keep their workers moving and working, they do a substandard job of fixing the bridges, fixing the roads, and that's why they're always in disrepair. Always, always, always. Travel around the country from now on as the weather improves, and you see how quickly you can get through, whether it's local traffic that's fouled up because of work being done in the infrastructure department or the interstate system. There's always a slowdown because they're always fixing the stuff they just fixed.
Yeah, you know, you can't plan on a trip being X number of hours anymore. You know, a road trip, you know, 7 hours from here to there, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, usually it was pretty reliable. Now, the odds are you're going to be in several traffic jams that'll tie you up for several hours longer than you planned on. And it's very frustrating for people who have to travel, especially for a living. It's frustrating for anybody who wants to travel. There are no safe, easy options anymore. Trains have their problems. Airplanes have their problems. Driving has its problems. And now that we're coming out of the pandemic era and it's changed the sociology of business and what it means to stay home, what it means to work from home, we have people delivering stuff to us on a level we've never had before. We have meetings with people around the country technologically that we couldn't do before. People don't want to travel anymore. And even though there are long lines and there are people out there who brave it, especially on holidays, I find more and more people are opting to stay home. What do you think?
I don't know that I've observed it. You're giving me something to think about because I haven't really thought about this. I travel a lot.
I know.
Especially this time of year. And I don't find it, I haven't found it this year to be, there have been times, you're right, when it has been very difficult to travel. I have not found it that way this year. I've had like a couple of airport connections the last couple of days, and they were somewhat they were delayed by weather events for 20 minutes or so. It wasn't that a real big deal? Well, I think, but then to go back to what we were saying about all of the BS talk, and talk is cheap, when it came to some of these near misses at various airports around the country.
Right.
What are they doing about that? Do you know, Michael? I'm sure you do, but I'll share this because maybe some people listening have not are not aware of this, especially in light of this outrageous budget that's been proposed. The amount of money that was in the airport trust fund, the Social Security trust fund, the highway trust fund. Do you know there's not a penny in any one of these? We pay in every year to these funds. And because the people in Congress raid the funds to use the money for other things, there's no money. So now that's why people talk about Social Security running out of money. You and I are getting our Social Security checks based on what's being paid into the system now, not what we paid into it as we went through our working years. And that's the case. There's not one penny in the airline, in the airport trust fund. So, you know, when you hear pilots complaining about how the FAA superstructure is so behind and that they worry when there are near misses, as there have been the last couple of months, what's anybody doing about it? They're not even talking about it. Never mind action. They're not even acknowledging. They're not even talking. They just, people will forget about it. And thus what you just said a few minutes ago about traveling problems, they exist everywhere. And just because everything is so big, so complicated, so expensive, but what do? We throw our hands up in the air.
Yeah, so, we throw our hands up in the air collectively. It's very unwieldy running this country. It's a load. It's not a simple matter.
Yep.
You know.
All right. Let's talk about the Chinese. The number one issue this week on the story list is our relationship with China. I thought it was pretty telling, and this is a pretty good example of how you can go in different directions with a topic that's well crafted by the words you use in the story presentation. So the Oscars, as we speak this weekend, Oscars will be presented, and there are a lot of people, as we get to the end of the week, who are signing a petition to remove a Chinese actor named Donnie Yen as a presenter because of his connection to the Chinese government and the Chinese government's connection, as we find this week, and yet another talker's, number four talker's story, the COVID lab leak and what people are doing. I don't say this to crow, but I was the first person and the only person in the country who went out on a limb the first week and said this is a creation of the Chinese government in a laboratory and let out on purpose. And guess what? Everybody's saying, oh, do you believe this? Look what happened. This is the real story, like 3 years later. And so this guy has gotten himself, I don't know, that much, I think I probably recognize him if I saw him. Do you know this guy is Donnie Yen?
No.
He's like Jackie Chan, I think. Martial arts movie
guy.
Yeah,
no, I don't. And as much as I am on top of most topics, I'm terribly out of it when it comes to the Oscars and movies.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it then.
No, we can talk about it. I'm just simply saying I'm not up on today's cinema.
The stuff that gets the awards nobody sees.
That's the irony of it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many, because of changing technology and changing means of distribution, goes back to that home thing we're talking about, staying home. People don't go to the movies anymore. Going to the movies was like playing miniature golf or going bowling or going to the mall. Or there were certain traditions in American life that were just part of what you did. And going to the movies, everybody went to the movies. You know,
love
Friday
it.
Night, Saturday night, people went to the drive-in. It was part of what you did. And there were a limited number of movies in the theaters at any given time, and they were big productions, and they had big stars. So when Oscars came around, everybody had a horse in the race. Everybody saw most of the movies and knew who the people were. It doesn't exist anymore. Now with all of the television, and what's television, so many of the finest pieces of cinema are being made now for what we used to call television. Streaming services.
Streaming services.
You know, Paramount Plus, Netflix, I can go on and on.
Yep.
Are these movies? Are these TV shows? The Oscars, the Emmys, the only thing that's still true to itself is the Tonys. You know, it's actual live theater.
Grammys are not much of,
You know, I mean, what's an album? What's a record? These are all tracks that are being sold by download on streaming services. People don't go to record stores anymore and buy an album or buy a physical record. Not that I'm saying we should go back to that, but it's wreaked havoc on our way of categorizing these things and following them in a cogent way. It's very chaotic.
It is. All right, speaking of chaos, the number eight issue has to do with a reflection on our educational system and what is what's politically correct or woke, if you will. I was looking at all of the various things on the woke agenda, not just education, what's supposed to be going on in the schools and stuff, but what's going on with people being hired in banks. Or I use that because of my little, I have a bank in the town where I live that I've been going to since I was 6 years old. And I don't recognize anybody who's in there anymore. There's all people, and they're having a hard time finding people, and the problem with people that can speak English. And people are disgusted with me because I'm calling that to the attention of those. Can we find somebody that can help us that isn't going to require standing in line for a half an hour to explain what we're trying to get done? Because they don't understand, they can't get trained well enough, or they don't understand the language enough. You know, I'm completely incorrect because I asked that question. And then you look at some of the other things. that are going on. It's not woke to talk about the highway system or the unions the way that I did. The critical race theory stuff that's going on. The military. I was talking to a fellow on the plane who just got out of the service. He said, I took early retirement because I can't stand what's going on socially in the service anymore. Everything's got to be politically correct. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where does it all go?
Well, that's going on in the academic world. I mean, people that work in universities and colleges complain bitterly, privately, about how restrained and restricted they are with the obsession for diversity and political correctness. Look, you know, diversity and not hurting people's feelings and being fair are not bad ideas, but when you turn that remedy into something that's, you know, restrictive and oppressive, that's no answer. So, wokeism is the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes. Well, I look at the war on fossil fuel and the contrived demand for electric cars and what that's doing. The intentions are good. We need to clean up the atmosphere. Right. But this isn't going to do it. It's not even close to being able to do it. But yet, you're looked upon askance if you drive a car that gets 12 miles to a gallon. You're the problem. Right? No, I'm not. I'm not the problem at all. But... but you want to try to convince me that I am? That's up to you. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. And anyway, we're dealing with it, and we've done a nice job, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, we've cleared up all the problems of the world, and I feel now that we can hold our heads high.
Right. 48 past the hour. The people list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way. The official lists are posted both at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So names on the people list. Mitch McConnell's had a serious bout with visiting the hospital here this week, number 10. Merrick Garland in his testimony, number 9. Ron DeSantis and his running for president, number 8. Donald Trump in there at 7. Jerome Powell is at 6. Dr. Fauci, wow. Don't we want to send him down the road packing? Number 5. Tucker Carlson is number 4. Bad Vlad is number 3. The leader of China is number 2. And Joe Biden is in first place. He is the man who flies Air Force One. By the way, there's a fascinating story about Air Force One and what it's all about in one of the magazines this month. So you might want to, if you have a chance, you can Google Air Force One. And so that's it. There's the list, the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk Radio this week.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calatrin is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time. Every day, I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that, well,
it
you know,
good.
The joints.
It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS, or again, that website is toploss.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of stories every week. As we put the story list together and the people list, I like to do it numerically so that, you know, we have at least during the hour, because we bounce all over the place, an official list. So here we are with number nine. Oh, number nine. Good. Well, how about we start at number 10? The weather in the West. Number nine, the Mexican situation with the Americans being killed there. Education and problems in that department at 8. The TikTok ban is 7. Presidential race is 6. The Biden budget is number 5. The story of the COVID lab leak, that's number 4. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, the Fox News fight. Pretty interesting over the video and what they said, what the hosts have said, both on the air and off the air. And our China problem, number 1. That's kind of the same as 4, I think. So those are the things that are top 10 on the top 10 list from talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to bring in the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, college professor, and expert when it comes to scams. Actually, I had a whole bunch of stuff about scams this week, but because there are other things that are a legal focus, I thought we ought to get to them. For example, all the focus on Trump and whether he's a criminal or not, charges against him. He's in the spotlight, but he loves being in the spotlight. And he seems to not, he doesn't seem to be able to, he's not any the worse for wear for all the charges against him. So do these criminal charges go anywhere?
Yeah, I think we're finally starting to see some significant movement. And one of the things is, you know, we look back and the law is incredibly slow. And the easiest thing in the law is to stall stuff, particularly when you're going after someone as high profile as Trump. And we talk about stalling. The thing that is probably of the most immediate as far as the threats go to former President Trump is the grand jury in Manhattan that was investigating the hush money paid allegedly to Stormy Daniels. Now, that violates a number of criminal laws and also election laws. But here's the interesting thing. The headlines were that Trump was invited, not subpoenaed, but invited to speak to that grand jury. And what most people don't know is when you are invited like that, the unwritten thing is, guess what, guy? You are about to be indicted, and this is your opportunity if you want to go to a grand jury and explain yourself. There's a snowball's chance in hell that Trump will go, certainly not voluntarily. And frankly, if any lawyer would advise his client, you don't get in trouble for things you don't say. But what this does mean is that an indictment there is pretty imminent, and the evidence looks pretty significant. All of that being said, the charges are, they're criminal violations, but they're relatively minor. The Georgia grand jury and the indictments that could be coming from there shortly in regard to election tampering, that's serious stuff. And some of the real estate and banking fraud in New York, that's serious stuff, but that's a way off from really being current. But the first indictment of a president may be coming down, I would say, within the next few weeks.
All right. So I've been watching, and I don't know why, I don't usually watch much TV, but for some reason or other, it seems to me lately there have been a lot of lawyer ads, mostly aimed at trying to get people who are victims of medical malpractice, or they've been exposed to something. How much of a business is this? It's got to be something lucrative with all of these ads that are expensive to buy on television or on the radio.
It is absolutely huge. And like you say, most of these ads focus on personal injury law. A lot of them have to do right now, you're seeing, with a class action in Camp Lejeune where they're trying to sign up people for that. Tort law is very lucrative for lawyers. They generally get anywhere from a third to 40% of what they get in either a judgment or a settlement. And since the Supreme Court way back in the 70s took the limit off of lawyer advertising, we've seen some that absolutely make me cringe. Although I did see one. It was a real ad. I thought it was like a Saturday night parody. It was for a divorce lawyer. It says, if you want to get rid of that cheating scum of a husband of yours, call us. So it is. It's big business.
What about that cheating scum of a wife of yours? What do we do with her?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, this business about the Americans killed in Mexico, what do those families do? Do they sue the cartel? No, they're going to sue the cartel. Do they sue the government? Who? What happens? These people were innocent. If there's any example of innocent victims, these people just went over the border to get some medical procedures done that were cheaper than what we'd allow them to, what we would offer them here in this country, and they get killed and captured by the cartel for their trouble. So what happens to the cartel or anybody that was involved in the victimization?
Well, you look at the cartel, and the cartel beat and turned over, bound and gagged the five guys that did it, saying that this was not part of what they do. And they did that because the Mexican government and possibly American government would be taking actions against them. They may even send money. Who knows? But as far as lawsuits, there isn't much. Going down there for cosmetic surgery is always risky. But you're right. It also points out the lack of affordable medical care here.
Yeah, there are a lot of different angles to that story. I wish we had time to talk more about Fauci and the Chinese, the revelation that the Chinese were responsible for the virus, but we can't do that now because we're out of time. 59 past the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.